Hi, my name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line, and this is in regards to an inquiry for the Depo Provera claim. Do I have Crystal on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Crystal. Did you use the contraceptive Depo?
I did.
Did you, and I hate to ask this part, did you get sick from using it?
I did. I got cysts on my ovaries and on my head, on my brain, and I don't know if it's cysts on my spine as well. But yeah.
All right. Was it diagnosed as meningioma?
Yeah, it was.
How long ago was that?
I went to the doctor and said, how long ago has that been, Kevin? Since I've known. Yeah, okay. It's been about 2 years when I first found out.
Have you ever gotten help from an attorney?
I haven't.
Okay, but you did, I mean, here's the thing. You started to tell me about some cysts, but you did get diagnosed with meningioma. Is that how it started?
It started because of the shot.
No. I just meant the illness.
Oh, that's how it started, yeah.
You poor thing, Crystal. Trust me, even though I'm a man, I'm very sensitive to this. Did you know that there was a lawsuit concerning the Depo Provera shot?
I didn't until my husband broke it. He brought it up to me. I didn't know.
Okay. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria? Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. And some of the questions are going to be, they're formal, but it'll make sense to you. But like, for example, I asked you if you got an attorney. Now I'm going to formally ask you, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And your husband is standing by as well, correct?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Good, because he could maybe help us answer some questions, because I know a lot of times it was a stressful period for you. I do know that. Okay. And if some of the answers we don't know, we might be able to get them, meaning, well, you'll see. Like, I do ask some questions about where you got diagnosed and things like that. But hopefully, maybe we can do some things to jog your memory. But if your husband would like to also, if you go into Google and look, they have started settling these Depo claims. Now, I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts, but it is worth your time if you did, in fact, contract the meningiomas. Now, Crystal, one more time on this one. This is just housekeeping. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, but most specifically, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, ma'am, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Now, this is the part I was talking about. Maybe your husband can help. Maybe you do know. But you can give me an approximate. But do you know the date that you were diagnosed with meningioma?
When was the date that I was diagnosed with meningioma?
And I do some things to kind of jog your memory a little bit, like if you think about holidays or anything that might have been around it.
Okay. That's a few years, all right.
Well, if it'll help.
Here, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi. What's your first name?
Huh?
What's your first name?
Kevin Randall.
Kevin. I'm Randy. My real name is Randall. I mean, but I go by Randy. I know. What a coincidence. Kevin, sometimes I was going to say to Crystal, sometimes it might help jog their memory if they think about, like, when they stopped taking Depo, because that's usually around their diagnosis date.
Yeah.
So if that helps.
Well, she took it when she was a minor, because she was in state custody or whatever, in like 2002.
That's when she started. That's when she started taking it.
Yeah.
And how many years did she take it for?
It was like, what was it? No, sorry about that. It was 2001 when she started, and they did it for the whole year. So and she went in. She said about August. But she was in state custody of them about good August to about 1 year. It was about 1 year.
Okay, so she used the Depo for 1 year. Did she ever use it beyond that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, but she did use it for a full year. Now,
yes.
Can she confirm for me that she did use at least 4 shots within that year before she got her diagnosis of meningioma?
Okay, yeah. You got to tell her that you... that you got, that you confirmed, well, that you did take it like 4 times.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
So I'll just go ahead and ask 2 questions right here. Did you use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Now, can you confirm to me within that year, did you get at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Right. Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, did you use the brand name or the generic contraceptive Depo-Provera? And this is the way you would know. If you saw the word Depo on the box or on the shot or on anything, then it was Depo-Provera. Do you know?
Yeah, I've seen Depo on it.
Okay. Now, let me go back. Here's one more question while I've got you on the line. So did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And from what... Mr. Randall just told me you guys think that you started using it around 2001. I think he said February of 2001.
Right.
And then you used it at least through beyond February of 2002. When do you think you stopped using it in 2002?
I think it was like September 2002.
Okay. So just to confirm, so I just put approximately to your best memory, you started using the Depo around February. I put the 1st of 2001, and you stopped using it around September 1st of 2002. Is that pretty close? Okay. All right. Now, let me go back up. And you did not use the generic. You used the brand name.
Right.
And then on your diagnosis date, when did you actually get diagnosed with the meningioma? Was that fairly recently? What happened?
Yeah, it was fairly recently.
What was the date?
Oh my God, I have to find the papers. Do you remember, Kevin?
You might have it on your phone.
When I was dying, though.
Excuse me.
What do you call it?
It was like, that day was like...
That was recently.
Yeah, 2023.
What day do you think it was, Kevin?
Day was, we went on a Monday because she was having problems on Sunday, so it was on a Monday.
Okay. Can you be any more? I'll pull up a calendar if that'll help.
Huh?
What month do you think it was?
It was June.
Hold on.
Matter of fact, it was June.
You're doing good. So it was June of 2023. Let me take my calendar back there.
Okay.
Hang on. We're almost there. So Monday, it would have been the 5th, the 12th, or the 19th, or the 26th. Which one do you think? Was it middle of the month? Do you remember if it was before?
It was like the 5th.
Okay, because I was going to say Father's Day falls on. So it was,
yep.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Good job. Thank you for that, Kevin. And I'm so sorry that Crystal had to go through this. Now, let me go back up here. You guys are doing well. Crystal, what is your date of birth?
What is your date of birth?
It's 9/6/1985.
9/6/1985. Thank you.
Yes.
And while we've been talking, let's see, I think I did send it. Oh, no, I haven't. I'm going to send you a text message. This has my contact information as well. For some reason, we've become disconnected. This is my direct line, and I will give you guys a call back, as well as if there is information that we're going to need to find, you guys can also call me back, or I could call you back. But at least this way, you'll have my number and contact information. Okay, let's knock that out before I forget. I keep saying I'm going to do it. There. I did it.
Okay.
Right. All right. Now, continuing with this claim, by the way, you could feel free to pass on my name and number to anybody else that you know that might have used the Depo. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Now, let me continue. And then she got meningioma. Crystal, I need Crystal to confirm her gender for me.
Okay. Your gender, what's your gender?
Hmm?
Your gender, you said.
I'm female.
Thank you. You might want to stay on the line because most of these are contact information.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hi, Crystal. Can you please spell your first name for me?
It's K-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
And can you please spell your last name for me?
Okay, it's V-A-N-B-U-S-K-I-R-K.
I think I might have that wrong. V-A-N... V as in victory.
No, B as in boy.
Oh, B as in boy.
Is V in the beginning. Is Van Buskirk.
Okay. So I have V-A-N, then B.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear real well, so continue after
yeah,
the B.
Yeah, then B-U-S.
B-U-S.
Uh-huh. K-I-R-K.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Okay, and there's no suffix to your name, correct?
Mm-mm.
And Crystal, for your email, I have crystalcortez80@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And for your phone number, I have 442-207-7245.
Yes, sir.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Email.
Email, perfect. And do you have a particular time of the day? If they do have to contact you, they reach out to you?
No, they could call me anytime.
Okay, thank you. And what is your address, please?
It's 2240 Bear Valley Parkway, Escondido, California, 92027. It's apartment 10.
Thank you. Apartment 10, mm-hmm. correct? I didn't realize mm-hmm. you guys are in California.
Yeah.
We're in Irvine. You're right down the street from me.
Oh, cool.
And, okay. Let me keep going because I know I've moved forward, so I want to go back a little bit. Okay, for pulling your medical records, I need your Social Security number, please.
Okay, it's 552-895633.
I have 552-895633. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, and I've got your contact information, apartment 10. Now, I can help you with this a little bit. Do you know who diagnosed you with the meningioma?
The doctor, I don't remember his name.
Where did you get seen at?
Escondido.
Which hospital? Scripps?
No, it was Palomar Hospital.
Palomar Hospital. Okay, Palomar. Mm-hmm. Hold on. And that's where your records would be as well?
Right.
Okay. So I have Palomar Medical Center in Escondido.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let me find something for you here. And that is the one on Citricado Parkway.
Citricado, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, I'm just doing some copying and pasting.
Okay.
I found them, obviously, on the internet. It wasn't hard to find. Mm-hmm. And now here's the thing. If you don't know the exact doctor's name, but did you just, like, see the attending staff meeting? When you went in there, you saw the doctor. Is that kind of how it worked?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we can put attending staff because, again, we're looking to pull the records. And since you didn't necessarily always see the same doctor, it would be more specific to the facility, which is Palomar Medical Center. Now, had you, prior to getting this meningioma, Crystal, had you had any previous cancer diagnoses?
No.
Okay, and do you remember the name of the doctor who treated you?
I don't.
Okay, and what type of treatment did you get?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Did she get chemo or anything like that?
No.
What are they just monitoring it?
Yeah, they were just monitoring her.
Okay, that's a common thing. So they didn't do any surgery or anything, so they're still monitoring.
No.
Okay, to make sure that it doesn't grow too big, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Still monitor for symptoms. Okay, still monitor tumors. Okay. Now, going back up, was she treated at Palomar, or do I need to talk to her again?
No, she was treated. She wasn't treated at Palomar. It was just, they was just monitoring it.
Okay.
And they, like, she was supposed to they was going to give her something for it, but we didn't want to do chemo.
Okay.
I didn't want to.
It's tough on the body. I understand that.
Yeah.
But was that at the? Actually, the question was though, was that at Palomar also?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And so we got that. And let me just copy and paste because I already have that info. So
okay.
Bear with me. But there is another question I'm going to ask you about the medical treatment. So, did they give her any medications or anything when she? Other, than, I know she turned down the chemo. Did they give her any meds or anything for pain or anything like that?
No, they was just matter of fact, they was just regular medicine like ibuprofen, Motrin and stuff.
Did they prescribe it to her?
Yeah.
Did you guys go to Walgreens or CVS or somewhere and pick it up?
We didn't go get it because we already have Motrin and stuff like that.
Okay. So, again, but that would have been the staff at Palomar that prescribed that to her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so they only give her medications for all right. Hold on. So they only give her medication for pain.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you when you buy the ibuprofens, where do you normally go to get it?
Walmart.
Okay. I do the same thing. Either that or Amazon. It's still cheaper than the pharmacy. Okay.
Like I've been going through this with her for a little minute now. Like we're just we're like, cause I remember I'm massaging her back. I remember when it first started. Like I'm massaging her back and stuff, and her like her head, cause she gets headaches. And I'm like, something's not right here, babe. Like, cause it's like, they're like, yeah, she has cysts on her ovaries, and it's like they're like bumps, and you can't pop them.
Where did they find the meningiomas at? I mean, that was pretty scary. I know exactly where they are.
On the spine.
They're in a brain tumor. But they did diagnose, when we pulled the medical records, it is going to say meningioma, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back up and make sure I didn't miss anything here. And I know there's not going to be any prescription for this because you didn't actually get them filled, but where, you go to Walmart to get your ibuprofen, you said?
Yeah.
Has she had any other prescriptions filled at Walmart by chance?
No.
You guys don't take prescriptions?
No.
That's all right. It's good for you not to.
Yeah.
Okay, so ibuprofen would have been the only thing that you got prescribed for and filled there in Escondido.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. And do you go to the one on Grand Valley Parkway? Which one do you go to?
The one on Grand.
Yeah, okay. I'll put that in the notes as well about the ibuprofen. Because I do the same thing, actually. I get prescribed aspirin, believe it or not, and I don't know why I wasn't paying attention, and I went to get it filled, and the lady told me how much it was, and I said, what? And I go, I don't have to take that. She goes, no. I said, no, I'll just go buy it off the shelf over there. She started laughing. Okay, right, I get it. Okay. Okay. Only prescription was ibuprofen. For pain. Purchased at Walmart. Cheaper without prescription, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to put less expensive without prescription. How's she doing otherwise?
Pain. She has a lot of pain. It's like it drains her. It's like she has two cysts on her ovaries, and they drain her energy too. So that, like, with that, and I have to rub her back because it's like constantly a pain.
All right, put Crystal back on the line for me. I have to ask a couple pertinent questions that I need her to answer, if you don't mind. Okay.
Okay. Come on.
Thank you. And I don't care if it's on speakerphone. To be honest with you.
Hello.
Okay, Crystal. Now, you don't have to actually have them in your possession right now, but can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist? And we're not talking about back in 2001. We're talking about right now for this illness that you're experiencing, the meningioma.
Yes.
That you can confirm for me that these records do exist. Do you happen to have, them?
I do somewhere. Kevin probably knows where they're at.
Okay. We're going to try to pull the records. So this would be really just, I'm glad you said you have them. So this would just be in case we can't get them for you. And you'd be able to provide them either via mail or electronically, correct?
Right.
Okay. Right. Let me go back up and thank you so much for that. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything here. Bear Valley, California. I'm looking over. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, let me just confirm this. Because so far it looks like you do have a claim. And so what will happen is once you sign these documents... Oh, I have one more question. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome to use Kevin Randall as this, but we do request an emergency contact. Mm-hmm. This would be in case of the unfortunate event that we can't get a hold of you. Also, we would be doing is calling Kevin and saying, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Crystal. So do you mind if I put Kevin as your emergency contact, Kevin Randall?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And does Kevin have a separate phone number?
Yes, he does. Here, hold on. Give him your phone number.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin. What's your phone number?
Oh, okay. It is 760 695-2796.
Thank you, sir. And what's your email? Your email?
My name is Randall, R-A-N-D-L-E, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, 68 at Gmail.
You spell your name a little. I spell it R-A-N-D-L-L-D-A-L-L.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you live together, you guys?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put her address as your address.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. It's a good thing she's got you to support her on this because this is really tough stuff, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and she has me too. I have just heart failure. So it's like we got each other.
That's true. Good for you. You guys lean on each other. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me find out what it is. I'm just checking over everything right now. And you guys, you're common law, you're not quite married yet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right, dude. Okay. Looks like the document's okay, so it's doing its thing right now. Give it 1 second, and then I'm going to send it over to you. It's going to go to this phone that I'm talking to you on, as well as the email. But if you guys have done DocuSign before, it's going to be a text message.
Okay.
And so give it a second here. It takes a minute.
Right.
And I'll let you know when it's coming.
Okay.
It looks like I have to log back in. Bear with me. There it is. Okay, this is going to come to Crystal's, and I'm sending it right now. It'll be on her phone, and confirm her phone number for me.
It's 442-207. What is it?
7245?
Yes. Yeah.
Just making sure. Here it comes. Thank you. Here it comes.
Okay.
Okay, you should have just got it. Did you get a text message to that phone from me? Now, depending on your carrier, you may have to go into your email to get it.
Yep, I have to see it.
Okay, if you got it on the text, go ahead and have Crystal open it up.
Uh-huh.
And then the first thing it's going to do is ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically. There's a little box you check and then hit continue or start or whatever it says. And you know what? It's pretty self-explanatory. So anything that you're going to need to do is going to be in the yellow. It is going to ask her to make a signature and you're going to want to hit adopt and sign. But you younger folks grew up with this kind of stuff, so it should be pretty easy there, Kevin. Okay. And I'm right here. Let me know if you have any questions. Do you see the document? You guys there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You see the document, correct?
Yeah. I'll click it on it right now.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
It's loading.
I know it's going to be slow.
Yes. Loading right now.
That's all right. Take your time, dude. I'm in no hurry.
All right.
I take that back. I'm here till 5. And it is Friday, so let's try to finish this up by 5. No, I'm teasing. You're actually seconds away from being done, okay? And I am having some fun, but I appreciate your guys' kindness. You've been very nice to me as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I know my internet is real, real slow on my phone right now.
That's okay. As long as it's working. If it freezes up, sometimes it works better on your email.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, if it's working, it's just going slow. That's fine. Because I'm preparing you a couple text messages anyways that I'm going to send.
Okay.
So you're fine.
Okay.
What's happening? What do you see on the screen? Once it loads, it usually puts most of the data in, so it should go pretty quick. But if not, we're cool.
It started right now.
Okay. Make sure Crystal signs it. Make sure where to ask for initials, she does the initial. And then you're gonna be good then.
Okay. Please sign. Okay.
See, I see on my end that you're in the document, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, yeah.
I see things happening. You're doing okay there, Kevin. I can't actually see what you're doing, but I get little notifications as of each step that you're doing.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when you do complete, it's going to. You don't need to download the app. Because that's just like a marketing thing from DocuSign. There's no need to because what's going to happen is a copy of this will get deposited into your email.
Okay.
Is it still going slow?
Oh no, I'm signing. She's signing it right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh well, was it real foggy yesterday down there for you guys?
Hey, it was.
Man, it was crazy. I'm not that far from you. I'm here in Irvine, and it was super foggy. Almost missed my turn.
Oh man, yeah, I was tripping yesterday. I was like, I walked outside. I was like, hey, whoa, like what's going on?
It was like a Legend of Boggy Creek movie or something.
Yeah. I mean, tripped off for me. I was like, oh, it looked like it's going to rain or something would happen.
Yeah, it's weird. Weird weather we're having for sure. You guys live in a nice part of the world. My wife actually wants to move down to Escondido.
Oh, yeah.
We live in Corona. You know where that is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a buddy live out there. There she goes. She signed it.
Yep, I just got it back. It's completed. All right. Let me take a look at it real quick, and then I'll let you guys go, I promise.
All right.
Okay, because it's been a bit. But you know what? You guys did good. I'm not sure if you knew that it was going to lead to a claim or not, but she had all the information, so good job on that. So a couple of messages I sent you. One is my contact information. It is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. You got my phone number and my email. And then the firm that represents you, it's Pulaski. We abbreviated AD4. There's a whole lot of other names besides Pulaski. That's okay. Their phone number. They are local here in California as well. They'll be reaching out to you. These claims do take some time because they're civil suits. And, you know, I do apologize for what Crystal had to go through. But if you guys have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me. And Crystal's on the line still. She can hear me, right?
Yes, yes.
Crystal, thank you. No, I know. I appreciate that you could help her. I do. So thank you guys both very much. Have a blessed Christmas. And hang in there. And if you have any questions, thank you. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me. But you'll have a good relationships with your attorneys once they reach out to you. You'll be fine, okay? All right. Take care, and again, happy holidays to you guys, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Yeah.